and all rivals and scout just sitting up on their computer. I mean, it's crazy. It really is. It's like the president relying on, you know, it would be like Clinton relying on Monica Lewinsky for, like, you know, I mean, it's just to dumb down what you do for a living to that extent is mind-boggling to me.
Well, it's terrible. And you have to – I would like to believe that this isn't true, or they're using this as a scapegoat for why they've been struggling. But what if this is all true and accurate, what makes it even more disappointing is the fact that Randy Shannon has been with the program for about 20 years. This is not – he's been with the team through good years and bad years.
And is known for recruiting.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's why they hired him. Which, by the way, before we go to commercial break, one of the worst hires, I think, in a long time. And I'll tell you why. Not because he's not a good coach, but because if you're University of Miami and they were struggling when they hired him, how could you believe that at one point in time you had three incredible, I say incredible because that's one of the top schools in the country. They have as much expectations as anyone. So they believed at one point in time they had three incredible head coaching worthy coaches on their roster at one time, right? They had Butch Davis, Larry Coker, and Randy Shannon, three who are more than capable of being head coaches, apparently, according to Miami staff, all on the same staff at once. I mean, that's almost unheard of, other than Florida State, who had Chuck Amato, and Chuck Amato has since been fired, Bobby Bowden and Mark Richt on the same staff. I've never seen a staff churn out three head coaches and all at the same university. Why would they hire from within three times in a row? That just makes no sense.
Well, they ended up with arguably the best team in history in 2001. I think that got to their heads. They got excited about the fact that they had been bringing in such great players, and obviously they thought that they had so much talent on the coaching staff that apparently isn't there anymore.
Yeah, so I've had fun bashing Miami for the last 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Now, with that said, we do have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about Carver Columbus, the incident that happened at Dog Night last week with Devin Burns, and kind of the fallout that came with it. So with that said, we got to go to another commercial break. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Only 790 MVPs can register to win an AirChan Airways Ultimate Away Game experience, which includes a first-rate trip for two to Charleston. Only at 790thezone.com.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
Hey, so Tommy's birthday. You ever find a bar?
Bar exam applications must be postmarked by May 1st.
No, did you pick a place for cocktails?
Shrimp cocktail sauce, 1 cup ketchup, 1 teaspoon horseradish.
No, not cocktail sauce.
Cocktail dresses, sumptuous fabrics, elegant silhouettes.
What's your deal, dude?
Dude, term used by surfers and skaters.
What has search overload done to us? Find the cure at Bing.com, using innovative rating and review restaurant scorecards to get what you want near you.
Bing!
It's not just a search engine. It's the first ever decision engine from Microsoft.
It's full steam ahead for the national-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th, as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and you do not want to miss Georgia versus Georgia Tech in Bobby Dawes Stadium. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblerec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today. It's full steam ahead.
Pollock and Bell.
From SEC Media Days to ACC Media Days, we're going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, talking to Paul Johnson and Bobby Bowden and Butch Davis and Al Groh and Frank Beamer and all the big dogs. And we're going to have a pie-eating contest with Ralph Regan. Don't miss it.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on a beautiful Sunday in Atlanta on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the one, the only Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. We are the South's only all recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. We are actually joined by a co-host of mine who's visiting or enjoying Chicago right now while I'm working, Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor. Fletcher, you there?
I am. I'm sitting out here at Lake Michigan, on Lake Michigan, I guess, looking out here, watching some boats sail by with Chicago's skyline in the distance, and it's a good day.
There you go.
It's so descriptive.
It's so descriptive.
I love it.
You know what? I've never been to Chicago. I imagine it's absolutely amazing, right?
Well, I went to Wrigley Field yesterday, and let me just tell you, the difference between Wrigley Field and the TED, oh, my gosh. The fans, they knew when to clap. They didn't have to be prompted by the video scoreboard.
Right.
You know, afterwards, the place was sold out. They stayed afterwards and sang after a Cubs victory, like actually sang a song in unison together. It was incredible. And then after the game was over, we walked across the street to some kind of bar and had a couple of drinks. It'd be nice if the TED had something like that.
Right. And they actually like baseball. I imagine the Kiss Cam wasn't their favorite part of the game.
Yeah, the Kiss Cam wasn't a part of the game. Interestingly enough, that at no point did they ever have like a tool race around the outfield, and there was no sort of, hey, guess the ball underneath the hat of somebody else.
Number three.
A gift card.
That doesn't sound like a game worth going to.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because you're from Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of professional sporting event doesn't
there
have
was no
tool
race?
So, I didn't know what to do with myself. In between innings, it's like, what, do I have to talk to my wife and my, you know, my family? What's
yeah,
going on?
God forbid. So listen, we're about to talk about the situation over at Carver, Fletcher. And since you're not on the show, I imagine you know what happened with them banning
Devin
the University
Burns,
of Georgia.
Believe, getting the,
of course, you are.
Devin Burns getting his scholarship pulled or his offer pulled and the coach barring Mark Richt that I think went all the way to ESPN. They were reporting about it.
Yeah, what do you think about that, both, I guess, from the coach's perspective and University of Georgia's?
Well, I think in terms of the coach, he's got to look after his players, and he feels, I guess, betrayed by the fact that Mark Richt offered the young quarterback, who I don't think would have played quarterback at Georgia, probably would have been an athlete like a cornerback or a wide receiver or something. But, you know, he's got to look out for his guys, but at the same time, barring the coach of the University of Georgia from coming to recruit your players, I think that's doing your other players a disservice. I hear they've got a couple of really good sophomores, I guess rising juniors.
Yeah.
That would
Isaiah
be in the class
Crowell.
Of 2011. And are you going to say to them, I'm sorry, you guys can't go there because I'm still mad at Mark Richt? I mean, I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do, but I can understand him looking out for his player.
Right, absolutely. Hey, Fletcher, we got a busy show. Before I let you go, though, you don't know this. Our theme this week is cereal. All guys love it. At least that's my contention. And so before I let
love
you go,
cereal, of course.
And I knew you did. And so before I let you go, I want to know what is your favorite cereal in the world?
What is my favorite cereal? Well, right now I have to eat Special K because it's good for you. But my favorite cereal has got to be Lucky Charms.
Yeah, Lucky Charms.
Wow.
That was actually my prediction for you, Fletcher. I know how you like sugar and all, you know, and marshmallows
and
particularly.
And it's because I'm part Irish. So there you go.
There you go. Hey, listen, Fletcher, we appreciate you taking a little break from your vacation in Chicago to grace us with your presence.
And I'll be back next week from when our show it moves for a special time from 5 to 7 right after the Falcons training camp. So
absolutely.
Next week from 5 to 7 on Sunday.
Can't wait for it, Fletch.
Talk to you soon.
Have a good Sunday out there.
Thanks, man. You too. Bye-bye.
Again, that was Fletcher Proctor, my co-host here every week. So nice to hear from him. Of course, we mentioned what happened at Carver, and I kind of want to ask you the same question I asked Fletcher, and that is, does Del McGee is he right in banning the University of Georgia from his campus?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, he said that he's not going to prevent players from talking.
Well, he can't.
Exactly.
It's
and if
not
one
even
of
his option.
If one of his kids is, one of his players wants to go to the University of Georgia, I don't think he's going to stop that from happening. But at the same time, as a coach, you grow to have relationships with these kids, and you want to protect them to a degree. Maybe it's a little bit of an overreaction, but he feels like one of his players was wronged, and he's standing up for him. I don't think this is going to be something that lasts any period of time. But, you know, he does feel like he's doing the right thing by looking after one of his kids. And like I said, maybe a slight overreaction, but, you know, what Georgia did was wrong to a degree by pulling a scholarship offer from a kid that you had just offered. Now, I mean, there's miscommunication that goes on.
Let me ask you a question, though. You say it's wrong for Georgia to pull a scholarship offer.
A little
wrong. And it's a little bit different. Listen, it happens. I follow Florida as closely as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And we are known, I shouldn't say we, they are known for offering way more scholarships than they accept,
mm-hmm.
Kids they accept. You can't nearly accept all that they offer. And so is this any different than offering someone and when they decide to commit, saying, you know what, you have an offer, but it's not committable?
Well, that's the thing. Again, we don't know the situation, and we don't know what the situation was. If that's what Georgia said, if Georgia said, you know, this is, we're not exactly sure, you're a cusp guy, we do want to offer you, but we can't guarantee that there will be a scholarship for you, that's fine. And again, they're also trust me, I understand the concept of limits on scholarships, right, and things like that, and offering more guys than you have available. If they communicated that to them, that's fine. If they just flat out said, we want you, here's a scholarship offer, come play at Georgia, and then they rescinded that, I do think that's wrong, but we don't know the details of
right.
that.
Tech is the one school, for the record, that I've ever spoken with or ever spoken to a coach of or heard of who only offers the amount of kids they want. So if they want three DBs, they offer three DBs. If one takes a scholarship offer somewhere else, they offer their fourth next DB.
Yeah.
That's an extremely risky way of doing things. It's also the reason Tech doesn't allow their commitments to visit other schools.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be left high and dry. Tad, do you blame Georgia?
Yeah, I'm not too thrilled with the way this played out, because if all the reports are true, then apparently he drove all the way up there to meet with them and speak with them. And when he got there, when he arrived, they basically told him, oh, no, you're not going to have an offer here. So that's a little disappointing. But what I do have a problem with in this situation is the fact that, you know, we're here in downtown Atlanta right now, so the people near us are going to be interested in Tech as well. This is not the metro area. So you're going to have to believe that the majority of these kids are going to be wanting to go to Georgia. And that's why, right, to me, there's an issue.
No, if you're Del McGee, to me, what he did was wrong on a number of levels, and I'll tell you why. For one, it's totally unrealistic. And there's just no way he's going to be able to turn his program off to the state's finest college
Absolutely.
Institution. I mean, that's crazy. And if he were, and if he were to do that, listen, he's not going to. So I'm not calling Del McGee selfish. But if he were to do that, it would be a hugely selfish act. At the end of the day, he's a high school coach, and his job is to both develop and mentor high school athletes. The University of Georgia has proven for years to be great at doing that very same thing. And so to tell kids, I'm not – and listen, it's not just about – okay, we talked. Isaiah Crowell is one of the best running backs in the entire country, and he's coming out next year. Okay, he will – if Georgia likes him and he likes Georgia, he'll go there. That's not the problem, okay? And he can contact Georgia without them coming onto campus. What it does do is it hurts those fringe players who might have gotten a scholarship offer when Georgia visited to see Crowell.
I don't know that it's going to. I mean,
well, they won't get to see anyone else. They'll only get to see the kids they know about. They have no ability until he removes this ban. They will have no ability to scout that under the radar diamond in the rough player at Carver High School, and that's unfortunate.
In person, is Del McGee, has he said he's going to stop sending them film? Or, I mean, to a degree, they can't come to his campus, but if there's a will, there's a way. If they're going to want to recruit a kid, or if they get wind from someone who says, this is someone you should look at, they're going to find a way. It might not be coming to Carver's campus, and to be perfectly honest with you, when I say I think this is a token move, I don't know that this is even going to last through the course of this entire season.
Oh, it won't.
I mean, Del McGee, by the start of this football season, will probably have come off this and said, look, I've talked to Coach Richt. He's explained himself. We've had a man-to-man, heart-to-heart talk, and everything is hunky-dory, and we're ready to go again, and they're welcome here anytime they want. This is a reaction to something that happened, something that's raw, and he feels like he's protecting his player, and it's not going to last. I mean, I just can't
it's
see a situation in which, like you said, his job is to look out for the best right. interest of his kids. I can't think he's going to just allow that to continue.
If this is done to make a point, I think that it's working.
Yes.
And I think
right.
so. For that well, reason, I think it's a good idea.
We're talking about it. I think Dan brought up an important point, and that is his intentions are good here.
Right.
Del McGee is not a bad guy, and his intentions are good. I think it is a result of some really unfortunate conditions that are present in recruiting these days. One is that kids commit really early.
Yeah.
And as a result, a lot of times they are committing to schools that they have interest in but aren't set on, and they're committing to hold scholarships. That's it. They know that that schools are running out of scholarships as the season progresses or as the summer ends, and that they want to hold their spot. And if at the end they choose to go somewhere else, that's fine. Well, the schools have to react to that, and they have to protect themselves, because at the end of the day, all these guys' jobs are at risk. If they don't win on the football field, they lose their jobs, and they only win on the football field when they get the recruits they want. And so, listen, it's become a dog-eat-dog world in the world of recruiting. The kids really need to protect themselves. That's what the high school coach and parents are there for, and they need to know that in the new recruiting, the new setting, the new recruiting setting, it's different than it once was, and you're going to get, you know, you may get screwed over. You may. It happens. It happens all the time. Cal did it to a kid last year a week before signing day, which that is not acceptable in my opinion. But what they did it so early on in the game, guys, that Devin Burns, a kid of his athletic ability, of his and of his, you know, name recognition, I mean, he's a big-time recruit. He has plenty of other options, and I think they did it the right way. Now, I agree with Ted. To let him drive up there, and he was, by according to all reports, planning on committing to the University of Georgia on that day, which was last week at Dog Night, to let him come up there and not tell him prior to that we're pulling your offer, because they probably knew, or at least they knew.
They suspected he was coming.
Right. They knew he was coming.
Right. They didn't know whether he was committed.
Or commit, yes.
Right, and maybe it was a response to the commitment, you know, or the attempted commitment, I should say.
Who knows? And another thing you talk about with the players that you've talked to him on several occasions. I mean, you know him. You've met him, or at least talked to him. You know he's a pretty remarkable and dynamic kid, so it's not going to affect him that much, like you said, if it were later in the game, and he'll move on and he'll find a spot that's good for him. And that's kind of the one good thing that we can kind of count on to some degree, that a lot of these kids are that flexible and dynamic that they can just move on when. I'm sure he is a little heartbroken, and I'm sure he went and vented his frustration to his coach privately, even though he says everything's okay. I'm sure there was frustration, but I'm sure he's gotten over it and he'll move on.
Yeah, well, what's for sure is that not much separates these schools. It's why you see kids looking at Florida and Georgia, Florida State and Florida, Texas and Oklahoma, rival schools, because they're very similar. And so the fact that he can't attend Georgia, you know what? The kid's going to be happy where else he goes, you know? And I think we can all agree on one thing. It's a big issue today and will be a non-issue tomorrow. In the end, the ban will not remain. And Carver Columbus's doors will almost certainly be open to the University of Georgia in the future. We do have to get to another commercial break, but when we get back, we will be talking to Stevenson defensive tackle Mike Thornton. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
What can you expect with a big week coming up on Mayhem? More of what you love. Braves conversation chipper Jones will join us. Also, ACC coaches meeting the biggest names in the business. Jeremy Piven from Entourage. And Nick's back from vacation. I'll give him a big hug.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
Service department?
Yeah, hi. How much is a 60,000-mile tune-up on my 2005...
60,000-mile service is $649.
Okay, say that again. How much?
Yeah, $649. ma'am?
Okay, so tell me again how much.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. Are you scheduling service for your car?
Oh, no. I carpool, so I won't need it for a while. I just like hearing how much I'm not spending.
Oh.
So come on, tell me how much again.
Ma'am, I'm hanging up.
Come on.
When you add up gas, car maintenance, and other expenses, driving to work is expensive. Carpooling at least once a week can save money and your car. How much can it save you? Visit cleanaircampaign.org and look for the commute calculator. You can also learn how to earn $3 a day, up to $100. That's cleanaircampaign.org, the Clean Air Campaign. Less traffic, cleaner air.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fictional President of the United States.
People of Atlanta, the bailout to the boat stimulus package just got sweeter. When booking at whereatlantaplays.com and using the offer code Atlanta, you can stay at the Beau Rivage for as low as $89 per night.
Mr. President, tell us exactly why Atlantans should head to Beau Rivage this summer.
Allow me. You see, sugar, the Beau Rivage is the bomb. It's an MGM Four Diamond Resort on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You can fly there in 1 hour or drive there in 5 hours, maybe in a limo. It's a hookup, baby. I'm telling you, bachelorette parties galore, hotties by the pool. Bob Dole could get action there. It's great. In closing, the bailout to the boat package is a limited time offer. So Atlanta, act now. Thank you.
The bailout to the boat double occupancy package includes 2 nights hotel, 2 buffets, 2 Miller Lights, and 2 Bacardi cocktails for as low as $119 plus tax per person through August 8th and just $89 plus tax per person August 9th through August 31st. Book now by visiting whereatlantaplays.com and enter offer code Atlanta.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts, insight, and the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you ready for the fall.
And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here. Pelican Bell went to Hoover, Alabama in the 2009 SEC Football Media Days, and they kicked some serious SEC.
This is big. Tim Tebow joined Pelican Bell.
Houston Nutt joins us.
Mark Richt, as it's really the A team today.
Les Miles with us here on 790 The Zone from SEC Media Days.
Nick Saban is with us here on 790 The Zone. And where will you be this year? How retooling, reloading?
We know we're going to be good. Are we going to be able to consistently play at a high level because of who we are and what we want to accomplish and how good we want to be?
Football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on a sunny day in Atlanta. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and the official visit. I am Scott the Brain Janovich, joined by Tad Arapoglu, Dan Weiner, and now Stevenson defensive tackle Mike Thornton. Mike, are you there, and how has your Sunday gone thus far?
Everything's good. I'm going good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. Let's dive right into things, Mike. I know you, unlike most recruits nowadays, have kind of are going a little bit slower, let's say, in your recruitment, letting things play out, as opposed to a lot of recruits who are committing early. But let's talk first about your interest in Georgia Tech, obviously the local school, who has also recently signed two big defensive tackles. Talk about your interest in them, though, and how those two commitments from Denzel McCoy and Sean Green, how that's going to affect your recruitment.
You know, I feel real good about Georgia Tech. You know, I like the coaching staff there. I like Coach Smith, the defensive line coach, and Coach Johnson. I talked to him a couple times, you know, and, you know, those players that they got committed, I feel like they can really help Tech out. And, you know, if I came along to Tech, we can really do good things.
Yeah, I know you visited Tech not too long ago. Talk about your visit there and specifically some of the things you liked about their campus.
You know, Tech went down for the junior day on the 24th of February. That was a great experience. That was my first time, you know, really being on campus and going around the school. So, you know, they had a lot of stuff that really impressed me, along with the coaching staff and, you know, the players.
Mike, what about Georgia Tech's defensive scheme do you like? What is it that they do that attracts you to this program?
I really like how Coach Smith uses his defensive tackle. You know, he don't really flip his tackles a lot. You know, they play like three technique or one technique. They all can play everything. Everybody on his front defensive line can play every position. And, you know, I feel like I can help them out with that because I know how to play all four positions on the defensive line.
Of course, you're talking about Coach Giff Smith. Talk about your relationship with him, and also the guy you call BJ, Brian Jean Mary, another one of Tech's coaches. Talk about your relationship with those two guys and how big a part that will play in your decision.
You know, me and Coach Smith, we talked for a good little minute when I had went down to visit Tech about 2 weeks ago. You know, we had a great conversation. I really felt like, you know, that could be a guy that I can play under and, you know, achieve big things under. So, you know, that will play a role in me picking my final decision. And, you know, Coach BJ, we had a good relationship too. You know, we talk weekly, talk once or twice every week, just not even about football sometimes, just about how things are going at my school, you know, what my players are doing and things like that.
Now, as one of the top players in the state, obviously the folks up in Athens are hoping that you're going to end up in red and black. What about Georgia has stood out to you among the best things about the University of Georgia program and your experience with them?
With Georgia, the most that has stood out is, you know, Coach Gardner. That's the key role, and, you know, me being a better person at Georgia, you know, Coach Gardner, I feel like, you know, the players that he had up under him, you know, he coached them up real good, showed them how to have a great, successful life, not only, you know, in the league, but, you know, life period. And Coach Rick, I feel like the coaching staff is, you know, it's not going to go nowhere. Everybody at Georgia, you know, is really Georgia. They're Georgia strong, so they're not really going nowhere.
Yeah, speaking of Athens, Mike, you won MVP honors at the Athens Nike camp. Talk about how exciting that was for you and what it was like to go up against some top-notch competition like that.
You know, that was great. I wasn't even going to attend the camp at first, but my dad talked me into it, so I just went on up there and I showed him what I had. I felt as if I was very underrated when I had went up there. So I had to do my thing, you know, show them that I'm the real MVP in Georgia, and I feel like I'm the best defensive lineman in Georgia. So I had to go up there and prove myself.
You know, staying up in Athens, I'm curious to your thoughts on this. Georgia's already kind of brought in gotten commitments from several talented defensive tackles. Do you look at that as a positive, or do you look at it as a concern in regards to playing time and your standing with the program?
That's a positive for me because, you know, I like competition. I feel like I can go in and compete with the best of the best. So I like the competition that Georgia has brought in. I feel like, you know, the class of 2010 would be a great class for Georgia, you know, to win the SEC championship, hopefully get to a national championship.
Yeah, Mike, I know you also have visited Alabama in the past. Compare your visit to Alabama with your visits to Georgia and Georgia Tech. And also, tell us a little about Coach Saban and what type of guy he is.
You know, I went down to Alabama, and it was nothing like I expected. I expected, you know, Tuscaloosa to be a small town, you know, with just a school in it. But it was way more than that. You know, it was a good little ride out there. I had a good time with I met some of the coaches. I met the players. And they had a camp going on, actually, at the same time I was there. So I didn't really get to speak to every coach and meet every player. But they had great facilities. I went into the academics building. They got great academics. They got ways to get you better in school, not only on the field but also in school, you know. And, you know, it was great. Coach Saban, he's a great dude. I sat down and talked to him. We talked about an hour. You know, everything was good with Coach Saban. You know, he just told me his way of playing ball and his way of life. And, you know, I really like that.
Now, you talked about your desire to be the best, to go up against the best competition and be the best. You moved into the Rivals Top 250 recently, got that fourth star. How important is that kind of stuff for you to get that kind of accolade and get that kind of recognition on a national level?
You know, really, the stars don't really mean anything to me because, you know, that's not what I go off of. I go off, you know, how talented is the player, and I feel like I'm very talented. So I don't really pay attention to all the stars or the Rivals 250 or anything like that. You know, it's good that it's finally coming along, but that's not me. That my goal is to get to the next level, a perfect school, a perfect fit for me. So that's what I'm going by.
Yeah, Mike, you've said it's important to learn not just about the good each school has to offer, but about some of the bad things, you know, the secrets about each school that the coaches themselves aren't going to tell you. Have you uncovered anything bad about specific schools you're looking at?
Not right now. Hopefully, that's why I'm kind of, you know, playing the role and just going along with the recruiting instead of trying to commit so early, because I want to be able to get out to a game. At least the schools that I'm looking at get out to their games and talk to some of the players, you know, after the game, or see how the coaches interact with the players on the sideline and things like that. So I haven't found anything, you know, bad about schools yet.
We mentioned Tyrone Cornelius earlier on the show. What's it like to play alongside him, and how will his decision affect your decision?
You know, me and Tyrone, we've been real close friends. We're like best friends. We've been best friends since eighth grade when I moved up. So, you know, me and him, we talk about recruiting a lot. And, you know, at first we were both thinking about going to the same school. But, you know, as you go on in life, you gotta pick what's best for you. So I feel like, you know, Tyrone's going to make the best decision for himself, as am I.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Stevenson defensive tackle Mike Thornton. And, Mike, I know in the past you've kind of alluded to the fact that you do, in fact, have a top three. Is there any chance the official visit will be the first to find out what which three of those schools are?
Not today. You know, I'm gonna try to get everything together because there's still one school in my top three that's kind of bouncing in and out. You know, I just gotta take my time and get out to that school and find more about it.
Hey, we understand that completely, Mike. But I just want you to know how many hearts you just broke. you don't even know. But moving on. Do you have a timeline for when you'll make your decision?
I would like to get, you know, at least past the third or fourth game of my season before I make a decision on what school I will pick. And once I'm committed, that'll be the school that I stick to. I won't, you know, decommit or anything like that.
Are you worried at all about, you know, dragging it out and it becoming a distraction during the season?
Not at all, because I feel like we have enough players on our team to, you know, that's getting looked at very seriously to kind of take some of that heat off me. So, you know, I feel like I'm gonna play the role that I'm supposed to play. I won't let it interact with my school, you know, my ability on the field, none of that stuff, because I got a great support system around me.
Yeah, one last question for you, Mike. You probably don't know this, but the theme on today's official visit show is cereal. It's my contention that all guys love cereal. I'm sure you do as well. With that said, what is your favorite cereal in the entire world, Mike?
I would have to go with Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
Wow.
That was kind of out of the dark there. I was not expecting Fruity Pebbles. But, hey, listen, that's a good cereal. There's no doubt about that. So,
Flintstones, man.
We appreciate your honesty on that one. With that said, that was Mike Thornton of Stevenson. Mike, thanks for taking time out of your Sunday, which I'm sure was busy. And we look forward to talking to you again later in the year.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks again. That is big-time defensive tackle out of Stevenson, Mike Thornton. We do have to get to another commercial break. When we get back, we will have our last interview of the day, the newest member of the Georgia Bulldog 2010 recruiting class, frostproof defensive back Nickel Roby. You are listening to the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Iron Mike Ditka on the Falcons.
You got a great young quarterback there. You got an excellent coach. I mean, you got a team that, to me, you know, they did a lot of things right. They're going in the right direction. I mean, it was a tough call they made, and they knew when they lost Vic that it was going to be difficult. But bringing in Ryan, Ryan is one heck of a football player.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Hey, Stanky here with another sweet story of success from the guys at Solomon Brothers. My guy, Cody, you went and bought a diamond engagement ring. You've been married a year now, right?
Yes, Stanky. It's been about a year to the date. Visited six or seven stores around the city that you would see in any mall or driving down the street.
And what happens when you walk in to buy a diamond engagement ring?
It was a hard sell. It was all about closing the deal. They're trying to get me in and out of there as quick as possible.
And at first, you weren't going to Solomon Brothers. Why?
Be honest, I didn't think I could afford it.
And what happened when you going to Solomon Brothers?
I was very pleasantly surprised that it was very affordable, more affordable than some of the other stores I visited, and it was an educational process. They weren't trying to sell me.
It wasn't vulture surrounding you, was it?
No, wasn't it? They took it easy and educated me.
Solomon Brothers, now a year later, what do you say?
My wifey is happy, and we have our first baby on the way.
What a sweet smell of success. Another great story. There's only one place, there's only one price, and that's the Solomon price and the Solomon way. You know where they are, you know what they do. Solomon Brothers, 17th floor tower place in Buckhead.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Where do you find the best person to change your oil? Try the rearview mirror. That's right, you. And the pros at Advance Auto Parts can show you how easy it is and help you save money with offers like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. One oil change is all it takes to discover nobody is more qualified to get the job done right than you. Then do what's right for the environment and bring back your old oil. They'll recycle it. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace that they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person. With Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice, installation, activation, warranty free, and it's only $25 a month for monitoring. Call today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
It's full steam ahead for the national-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th, as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and you do not want to miss Georgia versus Georgia Tech in Bobby Dodd Stadium. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblerec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today. It's full steam ahead.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play.
Big Daddy Cecil Fielder.
I think I was the first batch of big ball players to come into baseball. I don't think baseball was really ready for me in the 80s. Jimmy Williams told me one time, you know, he wanted me to get down to 212 pounds. I told Jimmy, I ain't been 212 pounds since I was 15 years old.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on a hot Sunday to finish up the one, the only official visit. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. I am Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by Tad Arapoglu, Dan Weiner. And now for our last but very special guest of the week, we have frostproof defensive back Nickell Robey on the line. Nickell, are you there, and how's your Sunday going?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm doing good.
So, of course, Nickell, you came to probably what is one of the bigger decisions in your life earlier this week, deciding to commit to the University of Georgia. Talk about that decision. What really pushed it, you know, what really made you decide that the Bulldogs were the team for you, and, you know, what really stood out about the University of Georgia in general?
My mom and them loved it. My dad loved it. The academics was outstanding. And it's just a family atmosphere. Coach Mark Ridge here, nice guy, and his stability there. And I liked it a lot, and the players nice. And it's just, I feel like I was at home.
Along the theme of a family, your cousin Carlton Thomas, plays at UGA. How much did that influence your decision, and how excited are you to get to play alongside your cousin?
It feels good. With him there, it just made me feel even better. With him making my decision, he just stayed out of it. He just let me make my decision to let me enjoy the recruiting process. We just had fun when I went up there and visited. But in all, it was just a great visit.
And for some of our Georgia listeners that might not be too familiar, in case they haven't seen some of your film or anything, what is it that you're going to be bringing to the table? What kind of player are the Georgia Bulldogs going to be getting in you?
I'm bringing speed. I'm going to make plays. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to have a desire to play football because that's what I love to do. And I'm going to just have fun at the same time and just play a lot of Georgia football.
Yeah, on a similar topic, Nickell, am I right to assume you're going to end up at cornerback there? And have they talked to you about being a kick and punt returner?
I wouldn't mind playing kick return. Coach Mark said I would go play some kick return and everything, and I was fine with it. Just give me the ball. I can make plays, and I'll make things happen.
But is DB the position for you, cornerback?
Yes, sir. I feel that way.
Yeah. Moving on, you know, staying with Georgia, but moving on, talk a little bit about Willie Martinez, the defensive coordinator there. What type of relationship do you have with Willie, and how big a decision was he in you deciding to go there?
We had a close relationship, especially with me and my mom and my dad. It was very forward, up front, and that's what I like about him. And he's going to coach you hard because he wants the best for you, and he wants you to have a bright future.
You had expressed an interest in taking all of your visits at one point. What convinced you that now was the time to end your recruitment and commit to Georgia?
I felt like this was the time to jump on it now because I felt like that they laid out everything for me that I wanted, and everything I was asking for was right there. And that was pretty much that came to an early decision. I thought I was going to wait later on, but it came faster than I thought it would.
Yeah, Nickell, you were in Athens last week for Dog Night. I know you didn't play. Talk about your decision to not play and what you accomplished by taking that visit. You know, what did you see in Georgia that you loved?
I just wanted to take my parents up there and let them see it because I told them I liked it a lot. And I didn't perform because I just wanted to be with my mom, my dad, while they get toured around and had the academic presentation from the academic assistant and everything. And I just wanted to enjoy and suck all this in with my parents and tell them how much I really liked it and have their opinion on how they liked it, too.
Yeah, I know you also have visited Knoxville and Gainesville in the past. Compare the brighter sides or the better things of Athens when you consider Knoxville and Gainesville.
Knoxville, all three of them are alike, but not very alike. Gainesville is a nice place. You feel like family because it's in Florida, and that's where I'm from Florida. And it's nice up there, and not feel the same way. It's a great place to be in and everything, but Georgia is just outstanding. I liked it a lot. It just stood out to me more than anything.
Well, it's got to take a lot of pressure off you to have made your decision. You feel comfortable with Georgia. Now that you can kind of use this opportunity to focus on your senior year and performing on the football field, how is this year going to be? As far as getting acclimated with the coaching staff and the players from here on out, how do you feel about that?
It's going to be a very good year for me. Try to just focus on school, one more year of high school, winning the state championship, and just living and learning and getting ready for college, the next level that's pretty much it.
Yeah, getting back to Knoxville, Tennessee, you attended a camp there not too long ago and won MVP honors. Talk about how exciting that was for you and just what type of an opportunity it was to compete against some of the, you know, the better players in that region as opposed to your own teammates.
It was a big moment in my life right there. It just letting me know how valuable I felt and how hard I worked and how much it paid off if I work hard and do what I have to do off the field and on the field. And it just was a lot of fun and all. And that's pretty much it.
With so many big programs in Florida, was there even the slightest hesitation leaving your home state and coming up to Athens? I know it's not that far of travel for you, but was there any hesitation in leaving your home state?
No hesitation at all. The distance was no hesitation at all because I told my mom, I got to go wherever. I got to do whatever I got to do to have a bright future and have a good life.
Yeah, Nikhil, Georgia currently has 18 commitments. I believe 7 or 8 of them are from the state of Florida alone. Of course, you are one of those. Talk about how, you know, if that's something that you like about this recruiting class, and how would you describe the Florida football player in general?
A Florida football player in general is just a tough guy, confident, love to play football, and love to compete and do whatever it takes to get on that field and shine.
You know, obviously being from Florida and attending the University of Georgia, you know where this rivalry goes between the Bulldogs and the Gators. How do you think this contributes to the fun side of it as far as the rivalry heating up? What are some of the people in Florida saying about your recruitment to Georgia?
They were talking about that, the Florida and Georgia game, and I just said, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to compete and I'm going to ball out against Florida if I play them, and it's going to be all a love thing. They said there's going to be room for me and like that, and it's all family. And the rivalry, I know it's a big rivalry, but I got to do what I have to do on that football field, and it's just like that.
Hey, Nikhil, now that you've decided where you're going to play the next 3 or 4 years of your football, are you recruiting at all for the Georgia Bulldogs? And if so, what specific players are you trying to bring aboard?
I'm not really trying to recruit because, I mean, it's pretty much the player's decision. But if it was for me to recruit, I'm going to tell them the right thing. I'm going to tell them it's a great academic program. The players are nice. And we got around, like, in my area, we got a lot of receivers on our team because we run a spread offense. And I talk to them about it, and they ask me questions and everything. And I tell them they have nice receivers, A.J. Green, and all them type of receivers. And they like it themselves. And I was thinking about taking them up here for a visit, too, taking them up here with me.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Frostproof, defensive back, and the newest member of Georgia's 2010 recruiting class, Nikhil Roby. Nikhil, two more quick questions. Just generally speaking, talk about a little bit about your likes and dislikes of the recruiting process now that it's over for you.
I'm going to start off with the negatives. What I don't like is a coach can't really call you or talk to you like they want to. You can't really have that connection into, like, your senior year or whatever. But I wish, like, I can talk to them more. Just they can call me and anytime like that. And that's what I like. But what I like about it is you get to visit and do all kind of stuff. When you get up there, when you visit and all that, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, last question, Nikhil. You probably don't know this, but the theme for today's show on the official visit is favorite cereal. My contention is that all guys love cereal. And so with that said, I would love to know your favorite cereal in the entire world.
My favorite cereal in the entire world is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There
yes,
you go.
Another one.
The second, you are the second recruit of 3 today to pick Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so you're in good company. You and Sean Green, who actually you'll be playing against, he's the defensive tackle out of Grayson, who picked Georgia Tech. So let's say your rival, you and your rival, both love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So
okay,
but good choice. Yeah, you got nothing to say to that, right? but listen, good choice. We all love Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and we loved having you on the show today, Nikhil. And hopefully, we'll get to talk to you again in the future.
Thank you.
All right. Of course, that was Frostproof defensive back Nikhil Roby. We got to go to our last and final commercial break of the day. When we get back, we will tell you what some of our favorite cereals are. You are listening to the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
It's time to play.
Football always lives here.
Fourth down and 18 upcoming for Boise State. They need to get to the Oklahoma 32. A last gasp for the Broncos. Down the middle, James, the lateral! To the corner of the end zone! Can you believe that?
First for football, 790 The Zone.
Want to get treated like an all-star?
You wouldn't understand.
790 The Zone and the Clean Air Campaign are giving you the chance to become a commuter all-star.
Are you kidding me?
Just tell us why you carpool. We're choosing one story each month now through the end of the year. If we choose yours, you'll score home team baseball tickets and be entered to win an ultimate pro sports experience.
Yes!
You'll even have the chance to record a commercial. Visit 790thezone.com for details.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Hey there, Atlanta. President-elect Mike Bell here from the Shenanigans Party. And I bet you didn't know that you've got another chance to come with me, yes me, to the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino. All you have to do is stop by Barley's in Midtown Atlanta during July to enjoy great specials on Miller Lite and register for my ultimate economic stimulus package, the bailout to the Beau. Yeah, you're hanging out at Barley's, sipping on your delicious Miller Lights, enjoying two levels packed with lots of hot chicks, good times, 22 pool tables, high-definition plasma screens, two full-service bars offering premium liquor, and a full-service kitchen featuring American cuisine. Also, enjoy live music on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Barley's at 338 Peachtree, right in the heart of Midtown. It's the hottest new spot in town. And now, remember, one lucky customer from Barley's in Atlanta is going to come with me on the trip to the Beau. You know, you can bring a pal, so it's you and me and a friend. We'll have a great time. But get to Barley's and get signed up today to come down to the Beau Rivage with Miller Lite. Must be 21 to enter, so get to Barley's at 338 Peachtree Street now for your chance to win. And we'll see you at the Beau Rivage, and the drinks are on me, brother. God bless you, and God bless the Beau Rivage. Through the powers of Shenanigans Diplomacy, I've negotiated a special 790 room rate at the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino. Visit whereatlantaplays.com and enter the promo code Atlanta and save big at the Beau Rivage.
790 The Zone, home to one of the most reputable names in all of sports. Sporting News Radio. Whether it's weeknights or weekends, Sporting News Radio. Only on 790 The Zone.
We are back to finish up Sunday's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Of course, this last segment is usually dedicated to Big B, Brian Jones. We talked earlier in the show, though, about his top 10 safeties, purely to save this segment for our discussion of cereal. Of course, if you don't know, T.O. came out with T.O.'s this week, and it got me thinking, and T.O.'s is a knockoff on Cheerios, obviously. Anyway, it got me thinking that every guy I've ever met loves cereal. And every guy I've ever asked about cereal has loved talking to me about cereal. And so I decided, heck, let's talk about cereal on our recruiting radio show. With that said, I would love to hear your guys' favorite cereals. Tad, would you like to start things off with your favorite cereal?
I hate cereal.
That's right. No, you're lying.
See, here's the problem. You know, I'm getting older now, so I got to keep it semi-healthy. And my cereal now pretty much consists of Honey Nut Cheerios and Total Raisin Bran. But if we're going all time, it was always, I loved Frosted Mini Wheats.
What?
Cap'n Crunch used to cut the roof of my mouth, but I liked that. But nothing,
Fruit Loops cuts the roof. All right, continue.
Nothing topped Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And that's why I was really happy to see those two recruits say that. So it's all about Cinnamon
Can I Toast criticize Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch real quickly? Because
no.
You liked it.
No, you
and
can't.
The,
absolutely
listen,
not.
I think it's one of, if not the best tasting cereals out there. Not sure how much if you're a consistent cereal eater and you're going to do it, you're going to frequently eat cereal, maybe couple times a week. I'm not sure you can really go for Cinnamon Toast
You're
Crunch.
Crazy. It was the perfect.
It's so sugary.
It gave me so much energy. It's a I was up all day.
For me, it's a novelty.
Never fell asleep in class.
It's a novelty product for me. Brian?
Well, I have to say, I usually eat Honey Nut Cheerios and Frosted Flakes.
You don't sound very excited about it.
I have a love-hate relationship with cereal.
Love
I'm one of those guys so angry at cereal.
I can't eat cereal with milk. I always had to eat it dry. I cannot.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love it dry, but I mean, come on. Good,
I can't
good,
do it
a
milk.
Good bowl of cereals.
Nah.
Dan?
Yeah, if I'm going to ranking them again, I'm to the point we were talking about during break. I don't really try to eat anything with a whole lot of sugar in it anymore, so that rules out all of my favorite cereals from childhood. But Cocoa Pebbles are up there on the list. That's probably number 3. Lucky Charms, definitely at the top of the list, especially the marshmallows.
Yeah.
In fact, if they were all marshmallows, then that would be my number one.
Yeah. So you just like – what we've learned about Dan is he likes marshmallows more than cereal.
Exactly. And then I actually like Corn Pops. I'm not going to lie. That was – it's just
Corn Pops.
Just real basic and easy. just the golden and delicious. Can eat them dry. I don't mind soggy cereal, so if they get soggy, I don't care.
Well, Tad and I were discussing how not only do we love Corn Pops, but we actually love them dry.
They're better dry.
And in fact, there are certain cereals that transition better to, let's say, the out-of-the-bowl element without milk. And Corn Pops is, in my book, 100% one of them. Fruit Loops happens to be one of my favorite cereals, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Well.
Fruit Loops dry doesn't hold a torch to Corn Pops dry.
No, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is.
For a cereal to be so good with milk, to lose so much dry is really hard to imagine. With that said, here's my rankings. I break it into tiers because I have two that are on the cusp of competing for my top spot, but they don't, and that's Cocoa Puffs and Apple Jacks. Love them both for different reasons. Cocoa Puffs are tremendous cereal, and the end result,
yes,
I absolutely love.
The chocolate milk.
Undeniable.
And if there aren't Cocoa Puffs in the store, I'll go Cocoa Krispies. I will. I'm flexible.
I just like the crackling and the whole, it just works for me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's like they're saying
I like my cereal to talk to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I hold conversations with it.
That's why I like alphabets.
But my top three, though, Honey Nut Cheerios, for sure.
It's a win.
And I can't believe you said that you have to be old to like it.
I didn't say that. I said I'm trying to keep it healthy.
You said now that you're old, implying that when you were young.
Well, I don't eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch anymore.
Oof, but Honey Nut Cheerios are, and they're good for your heart. Just read the box. Fruit Loops, I've already mentioned, absolutely incredible. And Frosted Flakes. Frosted Flakes. I had a bowl of Frosted Flakes this morning. Feel great right now. It's done wonders for my body. And it tastes incredible with milk. Our guy, Variable, works our board for us. You have a favorite cereal? Would you like to tell us your rankings? Jump on here.
Well, I, like Tad, am just a little bit older than you guys, so I don't really do cereal that often.
Oh, come on. My dad eats cereal every night before he goes to bed, and you're not even close to my dad's age.
I think I'm a little closer than you think, actually.
Yeah?
No, I'm just joking.
He's like 60.
Yeah, I'm not close to 60 yet.
If you're 60, I don't tell guys they look good often, but if you're 60, you look good.
55.
You're not even going to give us your favorite cereal. You're going to ruin the segment.
No, I had a bowl of Corn Pops, believe it or not, yesterday morning. So Corn Pops would have to be my favorite.
Corn Pops, I love it.
I have to say, when I was a kid, I always wanted Cookie Crisp, and my parents would never let me have it. So when I turned 18, I forget the cigarettes or the R-rated movies. I went for some Cookie Crisp, and it was awful.
Horrible. Same story.
It was so tragic.
Well, listen, we left
you
Ray.
You can't have cookies in the morning.
We left Ray from East Point on the line because he wanted to talk. We left him holding because he wanted to talk South Gwinnett football when really all we want to talk about is cereal. So, Ray, call back next week, and we can talk South Gwinnett football. But we appreciate all our listeners out there. A special thanks to Tad and Dan for coming on the show in a fill-in. A substitution role, if you will.
For the middle relievers.
Coming in off the bench. There you go, off the pine. Out of the dugout, out of the bullpen, however you want to say it.
Out of left field after we broke our arm like Henry Rowan Gardner.
Oh, God. We could talk about that for far too long to bring it up now. Again, obviously, a thanks to our guys behind the scenes who worked the board, Joel and Variable. You heard Variable just now. Loves his, what did he say, Pops?
Corn Pops.
Corn Pops.
I'm about to have my Pops.
Thanks to Big B for his dynamic and always interesting top 10 rankings list. Of course, he ranked the top 10 safeties in the state this year, and you can see that online at scoreatl.com. And again, thanks to all of our guests, Sean Green from Grayson, Frostproof defensive back Nickel Roby, and of course Stevenson's dynamic defensive tackle Mike Thornton. We will be back next week from 5 to 7 as opposed to 2 to 4. They will be doing 790 will be doing a live broadcast from Flowery Branch for the Falcons. All their events that'll be going on that day, and we'll be on right after them from 5 to 7. And again, thanks to all Atlanta for listening, all you millions out there who love our show. Have a great Sunday. You have been listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
PS hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a
football lives here. That means Paul Johnson, Jonathan Dwyer, and the Yellow Jackets play here. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Off home runs, Henderson told the tale of growing up in Oakland.
I stand out on the ballpark in the parking lot, waiting for Reggie Jackson to give me an autograph. Reggie used to come out all the time, and I say, Reggie, can I have an autograph? He would pass me a pen with his name on it. He never gave me an autograph.
Sure sounds like Reggie Jackson. That's Ricky Henderson in his Hall of Fame induction speech from MLB TV. Jim Rice spent his entire career with the Red Sox and was a 1978 MVP. Joe Gordon, Tony Kubek, and Nick Peters all going in to the Baseball Hall of Fame today. On the field, the Jays beat the Rays. Our first final 5-1 the final score. Scott Rowland, a 3-run homer. Carl Crawford hit a solo shot for the Rays. Yankees lead the Athletics 7-5 during the 8th inning. Derek Jeter, the go-ahead 2-run single. In the 9th at Fenway, the O's lead the Red Sox 6-2. Nick Markakis, a home run. He's driven in 3. Rangers and Royals scoreless in the 6th in KC. Twins jump in front of the Angels 2-0 in the 1st. Justin Morneau, a 2-run homer. Angels have won 8 straight. National League, Padres and Nationals 2-2 in the 9th. Phillies with 4 2-run homers lead the Cardinals 9-2 in the 8th. Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, and Raul Ibanez with the home runs. Mets lead the Astros 5-3 in the 6th. Braves 5, Brewers 2 in the 6th. Casey Kochman, a 3-run homer. Cubs lead the Reds 2-1 in the 6th. Giants and Rockies 1-1 in the 3rd. This sporting news flash brought to you by LifeLock. LifeLock reminds you someone's identity is stolen every 3 seconds. Protect yourself now. Go to www.lifelock.com and enter promo code SPORTS. That's the latest sporting news flash. I'm Turk Stevens.
They tried to take everything we had. They froze our accounts. They levied our accounts for over $17,000, threatening to imprison my husband. I'm not an actor, and none of the people appearing in this commercial are actors. Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to Power Tax Relief. Honest people just like you, whose circumstances left them owing more taxes than they could pay. We ended up taking our $140,000 in tax debt and paid it off for $20,000. You can bet that the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
They took my $48,000 tax debt down to $400. This is a company that really does do what they say they're going to do.
If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, it's time to call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real.
Call 1-800-352-4109. That's 1-800-352-4109.
I was so busy today, I actually spoke in text language. OMG.
I was so busy today, I ate a frozen entree. Frozen.
Oh, yeah, I was so busy today, I was forced to devise a way to download email directly into my brain.
Yes, we know, you're busy. That's why we're reminding you to put Domino's Pizza and Coca-Cola on your calendar for dinner tonight. When Domino's Pizza and Ice Cold Coke are on the table, the family will gather. It's the perfect combo of convenience and deliciousness.
I was so busy today, I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator.
I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator while collating an annual report.
It's easy to make dinner time great for the family. Visit Domino's.com. Coke and Domino's are the perfect complement, and you'll have one less thing on your plate, so to speak. For a limited time, get a large Domino's pizza with any 3 toppings for just $9.99 and a free 2-liter of Coke. It's the Coke Summer Family Meal Deal. Order online or call your local Domino's. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Only 790 MVPs can register to win AirTran Airways' ultimate away game experience, which includes a trip for two to Charleston, South Carolina, to enjoy one of America's best pastimes, baseball with the River Dogs. Enjoy the weekend away at the Island Paradise, Resort Quest, and root for the home team. Trip includes round-trip tickets on AirTran Airways, a weekend stay at the Isle of Palms, courtesy of Resort Quest, and 2 open-ended River Dogs box seats, all courtesy of AirTran Airways. Go! There's nothing stopping you.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts, insight, and the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here.
You know, it's never really been about a fame for me. I'm not kind of the ego guy. I just love the intimate connection that I have when I'm on the radio with people. That's what radio is about for me.
At Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Atlanta, you'll get connected to the hands-on training you need to break into the broadcast media.
You've got to learn by doing, getting on this equipment from day number one.
Call now for real-world training for real-world careers on the air or behind the scenes from the nation's oldest and largest group of communication schools.
Some of the stuff inside is CSB is even nicer than things I've experienced out in the real radio and TV stations I've worked at.
Since 1964, CSB has helped thousands of graduates get connected to an exciting career in the broadcast media.
You know, we keep it going. It's an accelerated pace, but it's a lot of fun at the same time.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting with the original owners. 1755 North Brown Road in Lawrenceville. Call 1-800-TV-RADIO or log on to GoCSB.com. Classes are forming now, so get connected today.
790 The Zone. We know what guys want.